Welcome to the deep dive. Forget what you thought you knew about internet jokes turning into digital assets, because today we're plunging into the 2025 meme coin landscape, a multi-billion dollar corner of crypto that's way more complex than just a Shiba Inu picture.
Exactly. What our sources are really highlighting is this genuine evolution. We're seeing this emergence of what some are calling meme plus O.
Meme plus O.
Yeah, where these coins aren't just, you know, writing pure hype anymore. They're actually trying to integrate real utility things like DeFi, NFTs, even dipping into gaming and AI. It's a fascinating attempt to build some staying power.
Okay, meme plus. I like that. So the goal isn't just viral fame anymore. What's really driving this push towards usefulness, and what's the tech making it possible?
Well, what's really interesting, I think, is the growing understanding that stick around, these coins probably need to offer more than just a laugh, right?
Makes sense.
So integrating utility is kind of a direct response to that historically short shelf life most meme coins have had. And technology-wise, they're definitely leveraging some powerful blockchains now. You've got Solana, which offers incredible speed and really low transaction costs. That's a huge boon for the kind of high volume trading you see.
Right. Cheap and fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then there's Ethereum, still a major player, obviously, with its massive developer community and these well-established ecosystems for DeFi, NFTs, all that. But often, projects on Ethereum are using what they call layer 2 solutions.
Like express lanes on a highway?
Yeah, pretty much. Helps them handle more transactions and lower those gas fees. And then, of course, you've got BNB Chain, which kind of offers a good balance of speed and cost.
Hmm.
Plus, it's compatible with Ethereum's tech, the EVM, which is a big plus for developers moving things over.
Okay, so it's not just the tech, the nuts and bolts that are shifting. The rules of the game, or maybe how regulators see them, seems to be evolving too, doesn't it?
That's right. If you look at the bigger picture, the regulatory side is getting, a bit more defined, maybe, though it's still pretty intricate.
Uh-huh.
The SEC recently indicated back in Feb 2025 that many meme coins, especially the ones that are purely for fun or like digital collectibles, the ones without clear investment contract characteristics, well, they generally aren't classified as securities.
Okay, so that gives them some breathing room.
It gives some operational leeway, yeah. But, and this is crucial, it doesn't mean there's zero oversight. The CFTC, for example, is still watching for fraud and manipulation in the markets. Plus, you've got legislative proposals like the Meme Act starting to surface that suggest there's growing interest and potentially more regulation coming, especially around endorsements by, say, public figures.
Gotcha. So even with this meme plus trend and maybe clear signals from the SEC on some types of coins, the core message is still tread carefully. The volatility, the scams, they haven't just vanished.
Precisely. And that raises a really fundamental point. Despite these efforts to add utility and kind of mature the market, the inherent risks are still significant. We're still talking about assets that can swing wildly in price.
Right.
And the potential for rug pulls, you know, where developers just vanish with the funds or those pump and dump schemes, it's all still very real. The internet hype that fuels these things can be incredibly fickle too.
Okay, so our mission today then is to really get under the skin of these 2025 meme coins.
Yeah.
We want to understand not just what they are, but why they are, who the big players are now, and maybe arm you, the listener, with some perspective if you're thinking about dipping a toe in.
Exactly. It's about dissecting these digital phenomena, understanding the forces driving the current market, and hopefully giving you a more informed lens to view this, well, this often chaotic space through.
Let's rewind a bit then. Where did this whole meme coin thing even start? What were the initial hallmarks?
Well, the story really kicks off with Dogecoin back in 2013. It was created almost as a joke, right? A kind of lighthearted commentary on all the intense Bitcoin hype at the time, using that Doge Shiba Inu meme that was everywhere. What's fascinating is how something meant a satire jest. It unexpectedly caught fire. It built this really passionate online community around it.
A joke that's now worth billions. Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So beyond the humor, what were the defining traits of those early meme coins?
Looking back, yeah, they shared some key characteristics. Obviously, the humor and the links to internet culture were central. They were overwhelmingly community-driven. Their popularity depended almost entirely on social media buzz.
Right.
In the beginning, most lacked any real inherent value. Their worth was basically just what people were willing to pay. Pure speculation.
So, they're super volatile.
Exactly. Huge price volatility, focus on short-term trading, utility. Pretty much non-existent. And many had quite short lifespans. Maybe the most crucial part was they were incredibly easy to create. That just opened the floodgates for a massive wave of copycat coins.
That ease of creation sounds like a real double-edged sword. Anyone can jump in, but it also means, well, chaos.
Precisely. On one hand, yeah, it allows for quick responses to internet trends, new meme themes popping up constantly. But on the other, you get this highly saturated market. It makes it really hard to tell genuine projects from fleeting fads. And unfortunately, it's a perfect breeding ground for scams like rug pulls. We've seen that become alarmingly common on platforms like Pump.Fun, where launching a coin is almost too easy.
So a bit of a digital Wild West then.
Mm-hmm.
But as we mentioned, we're seeing some attempts to evolve past that, right? Project trying to offer more than just the meme itself.
Absolutely. Take Shiba Inu, for example. They explicitly aim to be the Dogecoin killer by actually building out an ecosystem. They launched their own decentralized exchange, ShibaSwap, and they even developed their own layer 2 scaling solution, Shibarium, to try and improve speeds and lower costs within their network. And even Pepe, which really started as a pure meme coin, managed to get substantial market traction just through its cultural power. The key insight here, I think, is this growing understanding within the meme coin world that some kind of genuine utility is probably necessary for any real longevity.
Okay, so zooming forward to 2025, what does the market actually look like now? How big is it? And who are the major players we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, as of, say, May 2025, we're talking about a pretty substantial multi-billion dollar ecosystem. The exact numbers bounce around constantly, of course, but various sources, Forbes, CoinGecko, Kraken, they've put the total market cap for meme coins, or even just the top ones, somewhere in the range of, let's say, $60 billion to maybe upwards of $75 billion.
Wow, that's serious capital for something that started as internet jokes.
It really is. A significant amount flowing into what used to be just a niche novelty.
And who are the sort of the household names in this meme coin universe now?
Well, Dogecoin, despite its age, it's still foundational. Huge community, still very active. Then you have Shiba Inu, which, like we said, has been busy building out its ecosystem. Pepe, fueled by that enduring Pepe the Frog meme, has also really cemented itself as a major contender.
Mm.
And notably, the Solana blockchain has become a real hotbed for meme coins. That's given rise to really popular ones like Bonk and Dog with Hat, both dog-themed, heavily community-focused.
Solana keeps coming up. What is it about Solana that makes it so attractive for meme coins right now?
What's really compelling about Solana is its tech, specifically how it handles a huge volume of transactions really quickly and at incredibly low cost.
Mm.
Think about it. On a busy network like Ethereum, sometimes those transaction fees can spike, right? It makes frequent trading of small amounts kind of uneconomical.
Yeah, gas fees can be brutal.
Exactly. Solana's design basically gets around that. So it's much more conducive to that rapid-fire trading you often see with meme coins. It attracts both creators and traders looking for speed and affordability. Of course, that lower barrier and faster speed can also add to the volatility of these assets on Solana.
Interesting. So the tech really shapes the trading. And the list of big meme coins doesn't stop there, does it? We're seeing some branch out into more unexpected themes.
Absolutely. We're definitely seeing the rise of PolitiFi coins. Like, oh, official Trump, the Trump to Seepooth token on Solana, it got a lot of attention based purely on its political narrative around Donald Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a notable shift, right?
Yeah.
Injecting meme coins right into real-world politics raises some interesting ethical questions and potentially regulatory ones down the line.
That's quite a leap from a cartoon dog.
It certainly is.
Oh.
Then you have coins like Efluck. It draws inspiration from Elon Musk's dog, yeah, but also Viking mythology. What sets Echolai apart is it's multi-chain. It exists on both Ethereum and BNB chain, and it's really focused on building utility. They've got NFTs, a DeFi platform called Flokify, even a metaverse game called Valhalla, and Pudgy Penguins were PenGU, that started as an NFT brand. It's also moved into the meme coin space, mostly on Solana. They're even exploring gaming on the TON blockchain and looking at layer 2 solutions.
An AI buzz.
Yeah.
That hasn't missed the meme coin world either, has it?
Not at all. The AI infusion is a huge trend right now. You see coins like i16s, Dogs AI, even Fartcoin, which kind of humorously claims an AI agent origin story. They're all tapping into the massive hype around artificial intelligence.
Right.
But, and this is important, you really have to critically evaluate whether this AI integration is genuine utility, like, say, AI-powered trading bots, which Dogs AI is working on, or if it's mainly just a marketing tactic to ride the AI wave.
So it's not just cute mascots anymore. We've got politics, AI, and this real push for these coins to actually do something useful. Which brings us to what you call the 2025 meme coin playbook.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's looking to navigate this pretty complex landscape, what are the essential homework steps?
Right. The absolute first step has to be a really thorough deep dive into due diligence. And that covers several critical areas. First, you need to gauge the strength and, crucially, the authenticity of the community.
Okay.
Don't just look at follower counts on X or Reddit, especially forums like Fricta Moonshots, Telegram, Discord. You need to analyze the level of genuine activity, the quality of the discussions, the overall sentiment. There are tools like Lunar Crush that can give you some sentiment analysis, but...
You need to look deeper.
Exactly. Be really wary of communities that seem dominated by bots or just overly coordinated hype. Remember, social media is powerful, yeah, but it's also easily manipulated. And be super cautious about those alpha groups promising inside info. Sometimes they're just part of a setup for a pump and dump.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
A huge but fake following is definitely a red flag. What else needs to go under the microscope?
Next up, it's absolutely crucial to understand the tokenomics, the basic economics of the token itself.
Right.
Look at the total supply, the circulating supply. Many meme coins have these vast supplies, often billions or trillions, which can be kind of a psychological trick to make the price per token look cheap. Mm-hmm. Examine the token distribution. Is a huge chunk held by just a few wallets, the whales? That concentration is a big risk for sudden price dumps. Check the liquidity on decentralized exchanges, DEXs. And critically, is that liquidity locked? Meaning the creators can't just pull it out and run.
Rug pull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A minimum of, say, 20 ETH in locked liquidity is often suggested as just a basic starting threshold. Also, see if there are any token burn mechanisms, ways the supply gets reduced over time. And finally, look at the market cap, the total value of all the coins, not just the individual coin price.
So it's not just about finding a cheap coin early, but understanding the whole supply, demand, and control picture. What about the actual project behind the meme?
Yeah, this is where you need to look beyond the hype, beyond the meme itself. Evaluate the utility. Does it offer any real-world use? Like DeFi staking or farming, NFT integrations? Is it used in a game? More ambitious stuff. Is there a clear, credible, and importantly, achievable roadmap outlining future plans?
Not just vague promises.
Right. Be wary of vague promises. And critically, who's behind it? Is the team public, doxed, or anonymous? Now, anonymity isn't always a bad sign, but it definitely increases the risk profile. Try to verify any partnerships they claim to.
That sounds like a solid checklist for digging deeper.
Yeah.
Now, looking at the bigger picture, what are some of the dominant themes or narratives really shaping the market in 2025?
We've touched on a few, but let's maybe group them. The enduring animal farm is still a powerful force, you know, dogs, frogs, penguins, cats, whatever.
Still going strong.
Yeah. There's a familiarity, an inherent virality there. Then we have this growing PolitiFi and satirical coin movement. Tapping into current political stuff, social commentary. The AI infusion, as we discussed, is another huge narrative. Lots of projects trying to link themselves to AI somehow.
Right.
And finally, that increasingly important meme plus trend, that drive to incorporate real, tangible utility. Things like DeFi staking, lending like FlokeEyes, FlokeFi, or Dogs AI staking rewards. NFTs, obviously, gaming integrations like FlokeEyes Valhalla Metaverse or Pengu's Pengu Clash on Tion, and even the more complex stuff like tokenizing real-world assets, RWS.
It's fascinating how these different threads weave together. You could have like an animal coin that's also trying to build a DeFi platform.
Exactly. And each of these themes comes with its own set of potential upsides and, of course, inherent risks. PolitiFi coins, for instance, they can surge really fast based on political events, but they also face potentially higher regulatory scrutiny, ethical questions. AI-infused coins might get a lot of hype, but they really need to show genuine tech innovation, not just use AI as a buzzword, what some people call tech washing.
Right. Is it real or just marketing?
Precisely. And those meme plus projects, they face the big challenge of actually developing and maintaining useful features. That takes skilled teams, resources. It's a higher barrier to entry. And the whole RWA tokenization idea in the meme space, while it sounds cool, diversifying value, it brings huge regulatory and operational hurdles.
So if someone wants to try and, you know, get in early on a potentially successful meme coin, very high risk, obviously, what are some tactical approaches they might think about?
Well, early detection often involves keeping an eye on meme coin launch pads, platforms where new tokens first appear.
Like Pump.fun.
Yeah, Pump.fun, SunPump, 4.meme, places like that.
Oh.
But, and this is a huge but, you have to recognize these platforms, while tempting for early access, are incredibly high-risk environments. Scams are rampant. Some reports suggest, like, over 98% of projects launched on Pump.Fund turn out to be scams.
Wow, 98%? That's staggering.
It really is.
Yeah.
So extreme caution needed there. Other tools. DX scanners and aggregators like DexTools, TokenSniffer, BirdEye, CoinMarketCap's DexScan. They can help you track newly listed tokens, see their initial trading activity on decentralized exchanges.
Okay.
And then there's monitoring those alpha groups or doing social listening on Telegram, Discord, X, Reddit, even TikTok sometimes. You might catch early signals of trends, but again, you have to be incredibly careful. These channels are ground zero for manipulation.
It sounds like a very high-stakes game of spotting needles in a haystack full of, well, scams and noise. Yep. What about once a coin starts getting traction? How might someone try to ride that wave?
Understanding the typical hype cycle is pretty key. It often starts with the launch, an initial burst of hype. Then it gets amplified by social media, maybe influencer endorsements. If it keeps going, it might get listed on bigger crypto exchanges, which often leads to peak hype, a rapid price surge driven by FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
But that peak is often followed by early investors selling off, causing a big price drop. And then ultimately, the project either collapses as the community fades, or it manages to sustain interest through actual development and engagement.
So what are the strategies people use in that environment?
Common trading strategies, highly speculative ones, include scalping, trying to make tiny profits on lots of quick trades, swing trading, holding a bit longer to catch bigger price moves, narrative trading, basing trades purely on the current hype or story. Some even try technical analysis or trading bots, but honestly, that's really tough in markets driven more by sentiment than anything fundamental.
Chasing moonshots.
Exactly. Chasing those moonshots coins people claim will go 100x is exceptionally high risk. And be so wary of the influencer effect. Many promotions are just paid pump and dumps designed to benefit the promoter, not you.
Got it.
Interestingly, as the market maybe matures a tiny bit, we're even seeing meme coin indexes pop up, like Memex, Meme Titan Index, Moonshot Index. They offer a way to get diversified exposure, but still very speculative.
We've covered a lot about the market and how to navigate it. Let's pivot a bit to the tech foundations. What are the preferred blockchain habitats we're seeing for these coins?
We're seeing a few clear favorites emerge. Solana, as we've talked about, really stands out. High speed, super low fees. It's just a natural fit for that fast-paced meme coin trading. That's why you see so many like Bonk, WDF, Trump, primarily on Solana.
Right.
Ethereum, despite the gas fee issues and scalability limits, still hosts many big names like SHIB and PEP. That's largely because of its huge developer base and its established DeFi and NFT ecosystems, which the Meme Plus projects often want to tap into.
That makes sense.
BNB Chain, Binance Smart Chain, offers that compromised decent speed, lower fees than Ethereum, and it's EVM compatible, so it's easy for Ethereum devs to work there. Aflokura uses it, for example.
Okay.
More recently, Tenon and the Open Network is gaining traction, especially for meme coins linked to games like Pudgy Penguins' Pengu Clash. It leverages that Telegram integration. And finally, those layer two scaling solutions on Ethereum, Arbitrum, Optimism, Base, even Shibarium, which is Shiba Inu's own L2 abstract, they're becoming really important. They act like those secondary layers, handling transactions faster and cheaper, overcoming Ethereum's mainnet limits. They're becoming specialized hubs for certain meme coin ecosystems.
So the choice of blockchain isn't random at all. It's strategic.
Absolutely. It depends on the project's needs for scalability, who their target audience is, how much they want to integrate with existing DeFi or NFT stuff. For projects aiming for that meme plus status with real utility, the infrastructure's capabilities are paramount. High fees would kill a game with frequent microtransactions, for example.
And the tech itself keeps moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advancements or next-gen features are starting to appear, or at least being talked about, in the meme coin space?
Oh, yeah. The landscape is definitely dynamic. We're seeing more adoption of layer twos, even talk of layer threes, to boost speed and cut costs further. AI integration is a big theme, though. As we said, the utility varies hugely. It could be just AI-themed NFTs or more functional things like dynamic supply adjustments based on data, predictive analytics, AI trading bots, even community management tools.
So watch out for tech washing.
Exactly. Distinguishing real utility from just using AI as a buzzword is key. We're also seeing exploration of cross-chain interoperability ways for coins to work across different blockchains, maybe using tech from Polkadot or Cosmos that could increase their reach and liquidity.
Yep.
Hyper-deflationary models are popular too, burning tokens with transactions to create scarcity. There's even a small trend towards eco-friendly or social impact initiatives, proof of stake, carbon offsets, charity donations. Though you need to watch for potential greenwashing there too. Metaverse integrations, in-game currencies. That's growing as meme coins look to tap into virtual worlds. DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations, are being used by some for community governance. More advanced concepts like composable smart contracts, RWA tokenization, they're being explored, but again, huge complexities there. And some even mention things like quantum-resistant algorithms, mostly as a marketing point about being future-proof.
It sounds like the ambitions are definitely growing technologically, mirroring that push for utility. But let's not ignore the dark side. What are the inherent dangers, the common scams people absolutely need to know about?
Right. The dangers start with that extreme price volatility. It's just characteristic of this market. We've seen the whole meme coin market cap swing wildly, and individual coins can just plummet in value incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And underlying that, for many coins, is still a lack of fundamental value or real utility. The price is often just demand and speculation, the greater fool theory, basically, hoping someone else will buy it for more. That makes them super susceptible to manipulation like pump and dumps.
And the outright scams.
Oh, yeah. Rug pulls are a huge threat, especially on those easy launch platforms we mentioned. Mm-hmm. Developers just drain the liquidity pool on a DEX. The price crashes to zero. Investors are left holding worthless tokens. It happens constantly.
Ouch.
Pump and dump schemes, often coordinated by insiders and hyped by influencers, are another classic. Also, watch out for namesake attacks, scammers creating fake versions of popular coins. Honeypot tokens, they look tradable, but you can't actually sell them, only the creator can.
Sneaky.
Very. And then there are drainers and phishing attacks, fake websites, emails, DMs trying to get your private keys to steal your crypto, fake airdrops, fake celebrity endorsements. They use all sorts of tricks to lure people in.
Those all sound pretty serious. Are there specific red flags that should immediately set off alarm bells about a project?
Absolutely. Be highly suspicious if the team is anonymous or unverified. Unrealistic promises, huge returns, no risk, classic red flag, no clear white paper explaining the project, the tech, the tokenomics, or a roadmap that's just vague and unachievable, that's bad news.
Lack of utility.
Yeah, no real utility or credible plan for future development is a big one. Low liquidity on DXs, or worse. Unlock liquidity makes rug pulls easy. Smart contracts that haven't been audited by a reputable firm. Higher risk of bugs or backdoors.
What about ownership?
Definitely. If a tiny number of wallets hold a huge percentage of the supply, that whale dominance, it opens the door to massive price manipulation. Aggressive marketing, that's all hype, no substance. Be skeptical. And honestly, even just a really poorly designed website or sloppy social media can sometimes indicate a low effort or potentially fraudulent project. Remember, the losses from crypto scams and hacks overall are substantial every year. Vigilance is key.
And as we touched on, the regulatory side is still evolving. What's the current take, legally speaking, especially in the U.S.?
Well, that SEC clarification back in February 2025 was significant. They basically said most meme coins that are just for fun, social stuff, digital collectibles, the ones that don't look like an investment contract under the Howey test, are generally not considered securities. Now, the implication is they don't typically need SEC registration, and investors have limited protection under federal securities laws. But importantly, the SEC also warned against trying to disguise investment schemes as meme coins just to avoid regulation. And it's worth noting Commissioner Crenshaw disagreed with that guidance, so it's still debated internally.
Right, and other agencies.
The CFTC still has oversight regarding fraud and manipulation in spot commodity markets, which could potentially cover meme coin derivatives if they get listed. And we're seeing those legislative efforts, like the Meme Act or the End Crypto Corruption Act, aiming at issues like public officials profiting from or endorsing crypto. It shows growing awareness and potential for more rules. Globally, it's still fragmented. You see places like New Hampshire exploring state investment, while Europe's rolling out micro-regulations, though how that applies to decentralized meme coins isn't totally clear yet.
So with all these factors, the tech, the hype, the risks, the regulations, what's the big picture outlook? Can meme coins genuinely evolve into something more lasting?
You know, their long-term survival really hinges on a few key things. Sustained, authentic community engagement beyond just quick profit chasing is vital. successfully integrating real utility, that whole meme plus trend, is probably going to be a major factor.
Right.
The ability of projects to adapt, keep developing after the initial hype fades, that's critical. And having innovative, sustainable tokenomics helps too. In a way, you could see meme plus as a kind of Darwinian pressure, right? Only the projects offering more than just a meme might actually survive long term. So yeah, we might see a smaller group of more robust, functional meme coin projects emerge over time.
And what does the expert analysis suggest for the overall market trajectory? Maturation, niche formation, or just eventual decline?
A nuanced evolution seems most likely. We might see more market maturation and maybe a split, a few established meme coins gaining some stability, while there's still this long tail of super volatile, purely speculative tokens. We could also see more niche formation, coins focused on specific utilities, like powering certain dApps or games, or maybe clusters based on community governance, or themes like PolitiFi or EcoCoins. But let's be real, the role of pure speculation and entertainment isn't going away anytime soon in this market.
And regulations. Tech.
Regulatory impact will be key. More clarity and enforcement could shape things, maybe drawing clearer lines between pure meme coins and investment-like ones. Tech advances, L2s, L3s, cross-chain stuff, maybe even useful AI could unlock new capabilities. Overall, it's likely to be a segmented market. Some projects might achieve sustainability through utility and community, but speculative trading will remain a huge force. That tension between speculation and the push for legitimacy, that's probably going to define their future.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive into the 2025 meme coin scene. It's definitely clear the landscape is far more complex, way more dynamic than maybe many assume. Beyond Dogecoin is absolutely the reality now.
Absolutely. And crafting any kind of playbook for navigating the space really demands rigorous ongoing homework, understanding the market narratives, being strategic about engagement, but heavy on risk management, getting the tech basics, and keeping an eye on that shifting regulatory picture.
And while those risks are huge, and you should never underestimate them, the whole meme coin phenomenon is undeniably a testament to the power of online communities, internet culture, shaping digital finance in weird and wonderful ways.
Indeed. Many will likely just be fleeting fads, sure. But some projects, the ones that actually build real utility and cultivate strong, engaged communities, maybe they do have a shot at longer-term maturation. We'll see.
So the 2025 meme coin playbook isn't about finding a guaranteed lottery ticket. It's really about adopting an informed, resilient approach, balancing potential opportunities with a very healthy dose of skepticism and solid risk management in what's still a really unpredictable frontier.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, and on that note, here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on. As meme coins start to integrate more into different parts of the digital world, maybe even the physical world, what unforeseen real-world applications, or maybe even unexpected consequences, might pop up that go way beyond just speculation? Something to consider until our next deep dive. Thanks for tuning in.